Budgetary concerns and a dip in provincial arts funding have prompted changes at the University of Victoria's Farquhar Auditorium. UVic announced Thursday it has adjusted the venue's 2024-25 season, cancelling one event and transferring stewardship of another. Both decisions were attributed to a shortage of provincial arts funding for its Voices in Circle series, an initiative focused on showcasing Indigenous artists. "We expected at least one of the two grants we applied for, but were denied both of them," said Ian Case, Director of Ceremonies and Events at the Farquhar. "That really hamstrung us. Based on previous applications, the grant funding was expected to be between $25,000 and $55,000," Case added. As per the terms of the grant proposal and schedule of disbursement, Case said he was not told Voices in Circle's application was not successful when the Farquhar announced its current season. The university has now rejigged two Voices in Circle events, cancelling its June 17 performance by the Vancouver contemporary dance company Venie Danse and transferring the stewardship of its March 15 performance by Mongolian folk group And a Union to Victoria's Caravan World Rhythms. "It put us in a really difficult position as we had announced our season, fully expecting to receive funding, as we had the previous two seasons," Case said. In the same press release, the university said it will also cut Case's position, effective December 31, 2024. Case has been with the Farquhar for 13 years. According to Chris Horbachevsky, UVic's Vice President of External Relations, this decision was not due to a lack of provincial funding. "It has nothing to do with funding we received for specific projects or programs that take place in the Farquhar. Ian has been a key part of leadership group, and has done stellar service over 13 years. In February, the university announced it would be cutting its annual budget by $13 million, or 4% of its total operating budget, due to declining revenue from international student enrollment. Staff reductions were expected as a result of the decision. The auditorium is part of a division at the university that includes communications and marketing, alumni and development, and community and government relations, which have also undergone budget cuts or restructuring in recent months. Case's duties will be spread among various departments at UVic. The Farquhar will continue to honor its core campus and community operations, which include hosting amateur nonprofit, commercial and professional presenters and lectures, recitals and graduation ceremonies. With the changes, there is expected to be an increase in third-party presentations, more so than in recent years. This will open up anywhere from 5 to 9 primetime evenings for outside events," Case said. The university's School of Music, which uses the venue for concerts, has also adjusted its schedule, which makes it much more possible for renters to use the space," Case added. Case has been working for several months with Horbachevsky on a sustainability model for the Farquhar following his departure. "And there may be a silver lining for the public. What this will have the university do is think a little bit differently about how we fill the Farquhar auditorium with content," Horbachevsky said. The auditorium, which opened in 1978, is one of the best-sounding rooms in the city and has a maximum capacity of 1,228 people. In the past, it has hosted concerts by jazz great Oscar Peterson, acclaimed violinist Yehudi Menuhin, blues giant B.B. King and alternative rocker Chris Cornell, among others. "We want to see more community groups utilize the auditorium, and we want to see a great variety of artistic endeavors," Horbachevsky said. "It's a jewel of a resource on Vancouver Island." M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.